Welcome to Connected Manitoba, the show where we dive deep into the stories that shape our communities and our world. I'm your host, Joel Templeman.
And I'm your co-host, Dr. Wayne Kelly. Today, we're going to discuss the origins of our projects and what we aim to achieve through this research and podcast.
As researchers, we often focus on the policies and the technologies, but too often we forget about the people that are impacted. How does access to or lack of connectivity influence the daily lives of users around the province? This project aims to tell those stories.
The reality today is that we're in a digital by default world now, and it's essential for rural communities to be connected to be able to participate in that world. Unfortunately, many rural residents and rural communities are not equally connected as their urban neighbors. So understanding how communities get connected when market forces are failing them provides essential insights for other rural communities to do the same. And it can help guide efforts to also increase the use of those digital technologies that are appropriate in those rural spaces and specific to those rural needs rather than urban needs. So with that as sort of our motivation, how do we do that from a research perspective? The question that we came up with as a research team is, how do we understand the realities of community-based broadband projects in Manitoba? Specifically, we're going to inventory and share knowledge about those community-based connectivity projects in underserved areas of Manitoba, primarily rural areas. We want to examine the community broadband projects and learn more about the good, the bad, and what didn't work or the ugly about each project. And to do that, we're going to be using a model developed by Selkirk College that created a typology for different ways to connect rural communities. And we're going to use that typology to understand more about Manitoba's rural community broadband initiatives.
So we're using this podcast structure as a unique approach to the research project, where we will document and share the digital transformation journey of rural Manitoba through a series of podcast episodes. What we want to do is produce these episodes while we are doing the research as a way to provide the information that we're learning as we're learning it and to invite interaction with individuals from around the province who have experienced these situations and bring into the conversation a rich discussion about how these facts actually translate into the lives of the people who live in these communities.
To do this research and to do this podcast, Joel and I are going to be joined by research team here at Brandon University. We have two research students and interns that are doing a lot of the research work for us, Fallon Brooks and Callan Contois. You're going to meet them in an upcoming episode. We also have a range of advisors and experts that we're interacting with, who you'll also be connected with throughout the podcast as we go. The podcast is going to be split up into two sections. We're going to be telling community stories, and we're going to be hearing from experts and practitioners. Some of those experts and practitioners are also advisory members for our research and for Joel and I. So two people that you're going to hear prominently throughout the podcast series are Dr. Sarah Breen and Dr. Ashley Whedon. They developed the models that we're applying to understand more about Manitoba's rural broadband initiatives. But we also will be talking with them about the digital divide, about policy, about where do we go from here? You know, once you're connected, what happens next?
Our research is grounded in the stories of community. So we're not just observers, we're collaborators. Our team will work alongside community members to identify the best ways to collect and share their experiences. These stories will be validated by the very people who live them, ensuring authenticity and accuracy.
One of the first things that we're doing, because this is a research project, and one of the first things that we're doing as we do the research is we're actually looking at the various community broadband initiatives that have happened across Manitoba over the last 20 years. And again, the ones that have succeeded and ones that have failed as well. And what we're working through with the research team is to use the models to identify where they fit in, these different types of rural initiatives. And again, these are typically what we're focusing on is rural initiatives that have communities have had to go their own, right? They've had to create their own broadband access. And there's a couple of different ways that they can do that. And that's where the models come in that we mentioned earlier. And so the models range from working with the status quo, where the lead actor is private sector and profit driven. These are predominantly large telecommunication companies. And the role for local governments is primarily to let their constituents know that these are your options for signing up for broadband connectivity. At the other end of the spectrum is sort of a nationalized model, right? Where, you know, either provincial or federal governments are providing that service. These two models are sort of outside our area of focus. And so we're going to be focusing in on sort of the middle three. And so as we go through over the upcoming episodes, you're going to hear us talk about some of these different models that include where local governments are providing a coordinated approach to helping private sectors come in and provide sort of common service across the municipalities, or all the way to where communities create their own local and regional utilities. We'll talk more about these models as we get into the analysis and the community selection. But one of the things that we do want to sort of highlight is that the communities that we involve in this podcast are going to fall into one of those models and are being engaged from a strategic and sort of specific purpose. And so we're going to get to hear from several of those different types of community broadband initiatives, what the experience was, what worked and what didn't work.
So why does all this matter? Because the digital divide isn't just about access to the internet. It's about access to opportunities, education, healthcare, and so much more. By creating a repository for rural broadband projects in Manitoba, we aim to provide a more accurate portrayal of rural lived experiences and highlight the real, tangible benefits of bridging this gap.